on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast, your new source for information regarding Mafia Wars from Zynga. Pistol Pete from Spockholm.
Live long and prosper.
And tonight I have with me Chainsaw Chester, Jana, Death by Gucci, and Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady.
So what's up with everybody? What's up with everybody?
It's my last night of summer break. My kids go back to school.
Mine started last week. Well,
you started last week.
Yeah, my oldest started Friday. My middle guy started Thursday, and my youngest guy starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow is a sweet day.
Sweet.
But yesterday I celebrated my wife and I's 17th wedding anniversary.
Oh, congrats. Holy crap.
You've been married longer than I have.
Yeah.
There's women that will put up with you guys for that long.
Well, apparently so.
As long as we keep roofing them, they're going to stay around forever.
Is that what you do? To dope them up?
That's right.
We do what we can.
You do what you got to do.
I'm sure you guys are great guys and they're lucky girls.
Exactly.
You tell them that, damn it. I'm telling her that forever.
I doubt they listen. Probably.
Story of my life.
Exactly.
No, but everything's been great. How about you, Pete, besides that? Anything in Spockholm world? Sorry, Jane. Did you say that?
You know, I don't really have anything tonight, so I'm going to I'm gonna pass. Yeah, we're moving right along.
That's the show, kids. Thanks.
No, we just usual stuff. We're trying to get some stuff that I talked about on previous episodes, so there's nothing really new there. There hasn't been a tremendous amount of game changes with regard to the stuff that we've written. Jen has covered on our blog a couple of enhancements on the Assassinator, which allows you to now look at filter by a person's icing level based on the ice season stuff. And, you know, other than that, it's honestly been kind of slow and nice because it gives us kind of a reprieve to kind of rethink some stuff and come up with some new ideas. So
there's good feedback on that feature too.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's one of those that you just don't know whether or not it's something that people will find useful or not. So
I haven't used it, but I might try it just because I've seen a lot of comments saying that they're getting more ices now.
Yeah.
Which is always nice.
Well, especially when you're doing the family progression and you're also trying to do the icing season events. So, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, what's up, Jen?
Well, like Pete said, not a whole lot, and it's really nice. I've been able to get some
good. We can just skip your segment, right?
You got any shout-outs?
But there's a few.
Damn, we can't get away.
Like, I have a pseudo-hopper as well, and I'll work on posts, you know, maybe to give some game strategy or stuff like that, but it's hard to get them out because Zynga's always pumping out new stuff and making announcements. So I've had some time to work on some of those posts. But the big thing that's just beyond ridiculous.
That's exactly what she said.
Well, there's actually three ridiculous things to tell you about. Remember the last show I told you about that they nerfed the experience energy ratios for the secret district?
Right.
You know, and we got a pop-up, word is out, they were too good, we changed them. So they changed them, and they were still pretty good. The highest job out there was a ratio of 2.7. So that was pretty good for a lot of players. Well, then they made a post, they threw it everywhere. It was on the forums, customer support, their blog, saying, yeah, we understand we like to keep a balanced playing field, blah, 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 but we nerfed the ratios again. So now they got even lower. So now the best one is actually in the gold level. It's the third job down. It's a 2.33, and if you're on Ruby, it's 2.32, which is better than anything else you'll find. And to make up for it, what they did was they increased the stats of the loot items that drop, which is great because now more of them are active in a lot of people's inventory. But essentially what they did is the energy accounts are going to serial level regardless. You even bump it up a little bit off the ratios, they're serial leveling. So you're not going to stop anyone from doing that. And it just makes them look silly. And I don't know if they'll nerf it again. The thing's going to be out for like 8 or 9 more days.
Yeah, there's still a few left.
So yeah, and I've been doing experiments with it.
Experimental.
So that was all in the name of fair gameplay. And then I also told you last show about the power packs, and I did say it was on a slow roll. Well, it's whoever's on the end of the slow roll that didn't get it yet, they got really stalled, probably because it's the weekend. And so a lot of people don't have these power packs yet. And it's just, and they're very upset about it. I would be too if I saw everybody posting them. And it's like a slap in the face, because if I have it and you don't, I can send you one. And you'll get excited and think you're getting one, but it's just going to be a mystery boost. So then that makes you even more upset. So a lot of upset players out there. And I also posted instructions on how to look for stamina packs, which are a totally different thing than power packs. They were removed from the free gift page, but they still work. So if you can find an old link, or you can make one yourself and hope people send you back. And I also have a link on the blog that somebody posted on my fan page that if you click on it, it will take you to the stamina pack gift page. So the more we get out there in circulation, the more you can use. So they're only a good one every 16 hours. But it helps the people that got screwed and don't have the power packs. They can use that as a little consolation. But so can the other people. So it still leaves things unbalanced. And I think that's a big deal. Yeah, 3 stamina refills at 120% 3 times a day. And if you're not getting that, of course you're going to be pissed off.
Exactly. Mm.
So they should have waited and rolled that out at the beginning of the week so they could have got it out to everybody by the end. So does anyone here not have them?
I have them.
What's she talking about?
The power packs.
I have the power packs, yeah.
But so I do know somebody who doesn't have power packs yet.
Yeah, I know a lot of people and they're pissed.
It would have been funny if Chester did.
It's ridiculous. Well, no, it wouldn't.
Chester probably doesn't even use his own stamina. He doesn't have time.
Really?
No, I'm sure you use your stamina. It's your energy.
It's the energy that gets wasted.
It is. I waste the energy. The only time I really use it is when I'm really close to leveling up and I can't do it with stam. Then I'll go in and use the energy. I did finish the first tier of that new stupid thing that came out in Brazen.
We're proud of you.
Yeah, so you see, I've already done that one. So I just need to finish New York.
You're kidding, right?
Yes, I've got my throne and I'm damn proud of it.
Okay, good. You had me go in there for a second.
Now, again, the only two things that I have finished are New York and Cuba, and they've already taken Cuba away. They'll probably take New York away soon.
No, I think they'll leave that one forever.
Yeah, they've been pretty adamant that they're going to keep New York available.
That's the original.
So when the new city comes out, how different is it going to look than Brazil and all the others?
No one knows. I mean,
he did say, though, that it was going to be stylistically and thematically different than any other district.
So they're going to screw us all up again?
Yes.
Probably.
Bastards.
So they'll take all the things we liked about Vegas and Italy, and they'll throw those out the window, and then they'll take all the crap we couldn't stand in Brazil
and put it
back in. And
they're going to make it more like Farmville is the deal.
Well, you know, there's a lot of talk about this Mafia Wars 2, and I would not be surprised if we see it very soon. And I don't know much about it, but I think it's more like a game of Mafia Wars, but you probably get these like little characters and things.
I wouldn't mind walking around smoking your ass all day long.
Well, I don't know if you tried playing Empires and Allies, and there's like a little...
I did, but that thing, it was...
I know.
It just didn't do anything for me.
Well, too much spamming, too much screen loading, and it was just... I hated it. I deleted that right away.
Yep. Yeah, I did too.
But from what I can piece together, it kind of sounds like maybe it'll be like that, but Mafia Wars.
And I'm sure didn't I say a long time ago that they need to just dump this and go to a Mafia Wars 2?
Yeah, but rumor has it we won't get to take our stats from here.
You don't take my stats, then you're going to lose a shitload of people.
Have
if you try to
that,
port
Jen?
Everybody over?
I don't think anyone's going to play it. It's going to probably be like to us, like Cityville or Empires and Allies. We might look at it and say, oh, this sucks, block it, and move on.
Right.
Pretty soon they're going to have like a Weaveville. Or a hairdresserville, where you got to have all your people come into your place and cut all their hairs and put weaves in and shit like that.
There's a game like that on Pogo.
Oh, I don't want to know about these things. And first of all, it scares the shit out of me that you know these things.
I was a Pogo addict before Mafia Wars. And every week they had badges you had to get, and you'd have
those stinking badges.
And you obsessed over them, didn't you?
Oh yeah, and it bothered me that I had not gotten a year's worth of badges because I didn't play, and I wrote to them asking what they could do for me.
And what's happened to your Pogo account now?
I haven't touched it ever since I started playing. Same with online poker. Well, now you can't even play online poker because
poker.
Of the
I hardly know her.
That's what she said.
But I had a big account on Full Tilt. I played all the time.
Wow. Truth comes out.
And I play Pogo when I like ran out of money.
You do. What's his name? Your Pogo's name?
It's a game site.
Oh, okay.
And I don't recall ever having nerfs in that site. Like, they never gave you a game and said, oh, wait, we're going to make this a little bit harder. And it won't be as much fun. But we got to keep it balanced.
Oh.
And another stupid thing is the weekly timer once again did not reset. And it happened last week. And
yeah, you were
nobody
all over
knows,
that.
Yeah, nobody knows if it's like because it's a Sunday and they just don't bother to do it. But 2 weeks in a row now, but there's still people that say they love this weekly timer, but they need to switch everyone to the daily timer. It makes more sense. It can serve as a checklist. It can serve, you know, as pacing yourself. I think I said it's like, you know, Pete asking his sons to take out the garbage, but they could take one bag a day or they could take 7 bags out whenever they feel like it. And they would wait till the last day and try to do it all at once. Maybe not your kids, Pete, but people that like to procrastinate.
Somebody's kids.
Yeah, and it's
yeah,
just,
and then I end up having to take the trash out.
Right.
And then they still don't.
It's too heavy, Dad. I can't carry it.
But they wouldn't tell you this till there were 15 minutes left.
Yeah.
And then on the weekly timer, you're like, oh, how am I going to, you know, craft 15 properties in 4 hours? That's what's going to happen. It's just going to slow progression down, which is already designed to take a very long time. But it will be interesting to see what timer they choose. I mean, I really suspect they created the weekly timer because that's how they want it. And then, you know, put it out as a test and they're going to say the weekly one is better. But if they keep screwing it up every week, it's just going to be more chances we'll get the daily one.
Right.
So... And there's a 2x loot drop this weekend, and everyone's freaking out because they're not seeing that they're getting twice the loot, but they really are. If you check
it's in the background. Hey, I tell you, I had to talk to support twice.
Uh-huh.
Twice in a day. The first person couldn't help me, but they did try to help out, and she said that she was in a family. I got to figure out which family she's in, by the way. And so shout out to you. I had to talk to somebody else, Wendy. I think it was Wendy. Was the second person. There was a family out there that was, their name had to do with being a predator, sexual predator.
Pigs. Oh yeah, you showed me that.
That was
and
awful.
It pissed me off. And thanks to Angela who gave it to me, and I contacted Zynga, and they had it dead within 10 minutes, 12 minutes.
Good.
Yeah, and it was funny because Chester sent me an email with their link. He said, this family needs to be removed. So I clicked on the link, and it went to my assassinator family. And I was like, you know, stop with the hate.
because she said that was my family. And I was like, oh, we've got some talking to do.
Oh, God.
Well, that was because Zynga had removed the link. So when you click on it, you go to your own family. Like if Chester clicked on it, it would have went to Mig.
Well, the good thing is that there was only 2 in that family.
Well, he took a screenshot of it, too, so I did get to see it. And that was a horrible name. Horrible.
Yeah, I actually had sent it to another friend of mine who's the godmother of Triad, Sarah. And Sarah clicked on it, and she goes, that's my family, laughing out loud. And I'm like, oh, great, now I'm pissed off.
I know you got all these people thinking you're hating on their families.
Oh, hey, I posted it in the commission, too. We were going to ruin these people.
He put it up everywhere.
You did a good job with that, and you got it done fast.
It was done very fast. I used every resource I could think of, except for PAC. I didn't use PAC. What else you got, Jen?
They added the stamina pack timer. Or not really. It's not really the stamina pack. It's the power pack. When we talked last time, we had that I'm sorry, I meant to say energy pack. We got the new power pack timer, but the energy pack timer disappeared, and it's been added back. So you get one of each every 8 hours.
Nice.
Unless you're on the slow roll, sorry. But you should be getting it soon.
Cool.
Possibly.
And that's about all the eventful things. It's been nice to have a break.
Yeah, I agree.
I wish they would give us more breaks. But we are preparing for Monday, because remember, Ben?
Oh, yeah. Big stuff.
There's something big. And it involves the family. It's very complicated. But once you learn how to do it, you'll love it. That's about all the hints I got out of that.
I'm curious.
So. And they did say they would post information to help us. So I'm going to be looking for
that. Yeah, and Monday's almost here already, and there's no information about it.
And if I have to figure it out and then they wait 5 days to post their stuff, I'm going to be mad. It's not easy figuring some of that stuff out.
Well, I don't understand, and I guess, you know, we should have asked this of Ben, and Nate for that matter. Why in the world will the studio never put out any pre-release information?
I don't know what they're so worried about.
Yeah, I mean, why not put the blog post out and say, new event coming Monday, and here's what you're going to have to do in it. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess, you know, maybe they're just concerned that people would just blast them for having anything new.
No, but it would be good to build the hype, too.
Well, you would think.
And for a while, customer support was really good at that. They were 411s and not FAQs, they were getting those out before the features were released. And it was so helpful. Yes. But anyways, so I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Unless I'm not, you know, how they do. They'll say this is planned to be released on this day, then all this stuff will happen, and they'll put it off. Maybe that's why they don't pre-release information as well.
Yeah, but they got to start opening that up, because you got to give people time to digest what's coming and how they're going to have to change their game style accordingly.
Yep.
Right.
Wouldn't hurt.
Yep.
But they said they were going to try to start doing that.
Yeah.
So anything else, Jen?
No.
No.
Anything new with you?
Yeah, actually.
What?
I was thinking about getting a massage, maybe like a spa day tomorrow.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah. Cool, huh?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to watch some TV, stuff like that.
Catch up on the soaps.
Before they're gone, maybe we should find out what's up with Chester. He doesn't want to hear about my spa day. Mm-hmm. What's up, Chester?
Oh. A heck of a lot. Seen some families go through some troubles this week. Sad to see that. One thing that everybody has to realize is that in every family, there's going to be a total and complete asshat.
You're our resident asshat.
No, that would be you, Queen Asshat.
King of the asshats.
I am King Asshat.
Okay, everybody slow down.
The shrinking people are going
to... That's right, they're going to drown.
Oh, hey, I got to tell you guys, it was funny. Martin made a comment about our last episode, and he said it was really, you know, a good episode and so on. And he said it was nice that you guys had Nate and Ben on. And then he says, the only problem I have is I listen to the show while I'm running, and I'm not sure how I can do the drinking game.
Water.
Water, got a camel back.
I told him he needed to have like a camel pack or something like that, and he can drink water.
I'm hydrate. Not, We're just here to hydrate people.
But he was thinking it was pretty funny, so.
That's awesome.
Okay.
All right, so yes, every family has a total and complete asshat that they're all embarrassed about, but they keep them around, usually because they're...
Do what?
Promote them to Godfather?
Usually.
Chester's setting himself up.
Oh, I don't give a shit. But yeah, I mean, sometimes they keep them around. They're like a stray dog. You know, you just don't want to put them down. But every once in a while, you got to get rid of them. And there was one such one that was irritating one of the admins of my family. And I've seen the exaggerated posts and things like that they've been saying. And it got to the point where he came on my wall and posted some bullshit. And it pissed me off. And so I went over to his family wall and said, Merry Christmas. You're basically going to get iced because your person's now over at my place calling the member a liar and calling the family a bunch of boules. And that doesn't fly with me. So within a minute and a half, the person was booted out of their family, which was good. I mean, they were getting rid of them. This was this person's second family in a week.
Oh, God.
And I just need to, everybody out there that are in families, you got to be I'm saying this for two reasons. One, you've got to be flexible. When things happen, you got to be able to respond quick. Also, when the other family, you've got to realize you can't hold the whole family hostage for one player's actions. You can if you want to, and that's what I started to do. And when the godfather saw that of the other family, he booted the person out instantly, and I was right there to say, okay, stop. Don't go after him. Just relax. But you've got to be able to do that. So I guess, in short, just watch out for the asshat. So, but other than that, not much is going on. By the time this comes out, the new thing that is affecting families should be up and running. So look for our wall. Look for the loot lady to have already gone through it, diagnosed it, and given us all a remedy and some penicillin shots.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
Hey, girls. So
there was a lady, Cindy, that sent in a message on the tip line, and she had a question about Skype. You know, we talk about it a lot, and she says she knows absolutely nothing about it, but she hears us talk about it. She said, could someone give her some information on how that all kind of works?
Yeah, we're Skype pros.
Yeah, we got it down to a science.
Yep.
Such a sucker.
Yeah, yeah, it's more addictive than Mafia Wars. Yep.
Yeah. I've been personally using Skype since it came out for work, business, actual business. But it was so handy for the early days for everybody to jump on Skype when Robbing was there and for wars and that. So what you do is you just create your profile on Skype and then you create rooms. You create a family room. If you're in a family, you create a room for your officers to talk freely and to converse real time so that you don't have to use Facebook wall or try to use the Facebook chat. Now, this does not replace Facebook chat because there are some people that can't get this to run. There are some people in other countries around the world where it just doesn't work that well or their OS doesn't support it really well. Maybe they've got an older computer and it just crashes. So you've got to watch out. It used to be very thin and very easy for everybody to use, but they've put so much BS in it. And today when I started it up...
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, like this show. Sorry.
Not this show. Zynga. Oh, okay.
Zynga, yeah. Or Mafia Wars. So yeah. what they did when I opened up Skype today to do this recording with everybody, so just so that you all know, we all use Skype to do these recordings as well. So, but it said, hey, do you want to link up with Facebook so you can see everybody's... messages instantly so that you can make a call to them instantly. And it's like, no, you've already screwed this program up enough with all the bloatware and needing Internet Explorer extensions built into it and everything else. I don't want to deal with anything else. There's not a lot of good third-party chats out there that are real-time like Skype, but you can go out there and see if you can find them. Microsoft used to have one. There was TeamSpeak. I don't know. TeamSpeak 3 came out late last year or mid last year. But you need a server to run it really well. But what we use it for, we don't use TeamSpeak anymore, but for Skype, we'll use it during wars. We'll use it during mock wars. We'll create just a room and you just add people in. You can say these people are officers or whatever, or admins. They have the ability to remove people or add people in. But watch out, because if the person who creates the room wants to get rid of everybody, they can do that. So be careful how you do that. But we use it to talk around the world. We use it to do battles and to find out who's alive and who's dead. So it's good. And
Skype has a lot of great uses, like soldiers to see their children can use video Skype.
Oh, yeah.
You can talk for free to anybody across the world as long as they have Skype. Computer to computer is free. So, I mean, it's pretty cool, really, if you've never tried it.
Oh, absolutely. You can do as you said, you can do the video. And you can also call landlines if you spend money. So you could put in maybe $10 and talk for hours on end. It's like 4 or 4 cents a minute, I think.
And I'm pretty sure that's a worldwide. I think that's to call anywhere.
Call any phone anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm, so which is really good.
It is good. But that's what we use Skype for. So Skype has a lot of good usages. It doesn't, again, you're going to have some people that can't use it. So get used to Facebook chat, even though it's now invaded your inbox.
This lady is sorry she asked.
Yeah, now, I guess.
That's like the longest explanation of Skype I've ever heard in my life. It's a chat.
I like to actually give people information. It's called the Informant Podcast.
True.
I don't know. All right, so shout outs, children. I'm going to give one out to, I'm going to give back two today.
Oh.
The first one's going to go out to the person that helped me at Zynga. So thank you. I believe you know who you are. Starts with an A. So you were helpful. Appreciate that. And then the other one goes out to an old consig of mine who went over and was godmother of her own family, Gail. So shout out goes to her. They've been having a little bit of trouble this week. So keep your chin up. How about you, Jen?
I'm going to give my shout out to Libya.
So, all of you in Libya, I don't know how to say hello in
Libyanese. Are they speaking Libyanese?
Oh, Jesus.
I have no idea.
I don't. Don't they speak Arabic?
I have no idea.
I think so. That's what I was going to guess.
Probably
but
do
I don't know.
Speak Arabic, so.
There we go. Awesome.
Jan.
I want to give my shout out to the guy over at Facebook that keeps jacking with the inbox system. First. They added the friend request messages come to your inbox. Well, then they put this nice little X and you could easily delete them. Well, now it's been updated again and there's no X. You just have a circle to mark it read or unread. And to delete the message, you have to actually go inside it, read it, and select delete. It's a pain in the ass, and I hope who's ever in charge of that is listening and will fix it.
Wow.
Is that really a shout out or a rant?
It That's was a sarcastic shout out.
Wow.
But you're going to see what I mean when you get it.
I don't want to.
I get so many inbox messages. The majority of them are from friend requests. And then I miss out on the important messages. And then I can't clean the thing. It looks like it's like tornado. And then people accuse me of blowing them off. When I didn't, I just never got the message.
Wow.
Okay.
So yeah, it was a rant. / shout outs.
That's what I thought. See?
I had so many to give shout outs to, I couldn't think. It's back. I got my ex back.
See, you're shouting. Your little rant paid off.
It worked. I swear to God, it wasn't there 2 minutes ago.
Sure, Jen.
Maybe I should change it.
What, your rant?
No, she can't change it now. It's done. Yeah. And Petrie? I believe if they do speak...
We speak Spocktonian.
I know you do.
Live long and prosper.
Yeah, but
Arabic, you said?
Yeah, Arabic. So if they do speak Arabic, it'd be... what is it? Assalamu alaikum.
Peace unto you, isn't it?
Yep, peace to you. Yeah. Peace be to you.
Yeah. All right, my shout-out for the evening, though, is I'm going to give it to Bart P. He's a godfather. He says of a clan. Ugh.
No.
He's actually written kind of a mock war manager that he had written with Lynn from PAC. She's talked about it before, and we've been chatting back and forth a little bit, and he was telling me some of the stuff he put in there with some statistics and stuff like that, and then I was, of course, sharing information about the war machine. And so it was kind of an interesting kind of back and forth conversation. Don't know if he listens to the show, but wanted to tell him I appreciate taking the time to chat with me and talk and see if we can make both of our systems a little bit better. So,
cool.
Yep.
Are you done?
We're done.
I'm done.
All
right. Is that a wrap?
It's a wrap.
No, it's not a wrap. It's more like a burger with fries. Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I wanna cross, get 'em crashing too.